House Bill 1172, an act to modify the duration period and signing requirements for vehicle weight restrictions.
House Bill 1172, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Distinguished members of the House, I believe South Dakota has gone a long ways in the past few years here in protecting our roads from overweight vehicles. House Bill 1172 is an effort to further refine our laws in regards to weight restrictions on our highways and county roads. Weight restrictions go into effect February 15th through April 30th across this state. 1172 really addresses two issues in regards to weight restrictions. The first issue that it addresses is that it allows local authorities to determine the proper date according to the conditions for establishing these load restrictions. I do know that there's a considerable difference in the dates that the frost goes out of the ground from the northeast corner down to the southwest corner of our state. I'm not real sure why anyone lives in that northeast corner, but they do. And they do have roads up there, I understand, as well. So this would pertain to them as well. The second issue that it concerns is the required signage that is required when weight restrictions are put on roads. Present law requires that that signs be put at each end of the road which has weight restrictions on it, as well as at every intersection on that road. This law will change that to where it will require that the signs be put at each end, but only at the significant intersections. This past year, there was a lawsuit which was brought to our attention, and I believe that was in Brookings County. An overloaded vehicle was allowed to escape, really, any fine or be caused to fine here because of the law, the way it is presently written. Present law states that a sign has to be placed at every intersection, regardless of how insignificant. And, of course, if it was placed at every intersection, that would be a tremendous cost to the counties. This gives the counties the power to determine which intersections are critical on that road. So I would ask your support for this legislation. I think it's good legislation that really allows our counties more local authority, as well as our townships and road districts.
Further remarks on House Bill 1172. Representative Jim Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to address the bill?
Mission granted, sir.
Thank you. I'll make my remarks brief. We had a good hearing on this bill. It's a good bill. Our county commissioners want it. Please vote for it.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1172? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1172. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1172.
Representatives Derby, Valandra, and Nesselhoff. Representatives Derby and Nesselhoff. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, absent 2, excused 4.
House Bill 1172, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.